The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need milk for Zoe and a cold brew for yourself, King Soopers delivery will get you just what you need in as little as 30 minutes. Open the King Soopers app and start your cart, whatever the cart. King Soopers, fresh for everyone. Delivery times not guaranteed. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
When you're a Boost member, you get free delivery, double fuel points, and lots more. Sign up at kingsoopers.com/boost.
Everton have signed another new fullback. It's Nathan Patterson from Rangers, a club record fee for the Glasgow Alfies. And finally, a right back for the Toffees. It's going to be interesting to see how he does on Merseyside earlier on. I spoke to Jordan Campbell from The Athletic, who covers Rangers and Scottish football, to get all the insight on the 20-year-old Scotland international who's going to be playing at Goodison Park from January onwards. He signed until 2027. Here's a segment of that interview. If you want to hear the full clip, it is available for Blue Room Extra subscribers on patreon.com/theblueroomextra. If you want to join us over there for the new year, it works out about £1 a week. Get shows every single weekday, building up to and looking back at all of our games and, of course, our signings as well. So it's patreon.com/theblueroomextra if you want to hear more from us over there. In the meantime, hope you enjoy this segment. Started off by asking Jordan, does he think this is a good deal for all parties?
Well, you know, it's hard to disagree with that. It's one of those rare deals where I think every party sort of gets what they want out of it. Because, as you say, it's mixed emotions for Rangers fans, I think, in terms of, you know, they won't get to see one of their own play for the club, you know, 100, 200 games. They won't get to see him for the next 4 or 5 years. But that was never realistic anyway. You know, the longest you're going to really be able to keep somebody with that talent and that profile is probably 1 or 2 years extra. So I think it's the fact that although he's a great player and he's got great potential, he's currently not a first team regular because he's stuck behind James Tavernier, the captain, who is still producing a ridiculous amount of assists and goals for the right back. So I think Rangers obviously need to try and get the player trading policy, as I've spoken about, up and running. And I think that this does it to the perfect, it's the perfect way to get it up and running, really, because, you know, as I said, you're not weakening the actual starting 11. And well, some people might look at it and think it's myopic, or, you know, to sell your 20-year-old who's only played 25 games and only made 15 starts. You know, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at the other players Rangers have got to cash in on, you know, some of them contracts are running down, or some of them are getting to an age where they're the wrong side of 25. So I think Patterson was the one that you could establish at a high fee and use that as a benchmark for the other players, whether it's Aribo, whether it's Kamara, Kent, Morelos. You can use that as a benchmark as to what you're looking for. And obviously for Patterson, I think he might actually view going to Everton as a better chance to play, which is a strange thing to say when you're moving from Scotland to England. But, you know, I think if he can go down and show his potential, then I'm sure he'll be able to work his way in ahead of Seamus Coleman.
I mean, you used the word potential a couple of times there, and I think as fans of football clubs, we all we all hear whispers about, you know, the next one off the you know, the cab rank in regards to the academy. You know, Everton are seeing that with Anthony Gordon at the moment. He was a player that people were talking about 3 or 4 years ago. Is Patterson someone that generated that buzz in the academy when he was coming through at Rangers? Was the people talking about him 2 or 3 years ago saying, you know, bloody hell, we need to look out for this right back that's going to come through and be a real star?
Well, I mean, when I first started this job in summer of 2019, like I started watching the development squad, and immediately I think the first time I saw him actually was down at a game in Fleetwood. It was Graham Murray was taking the side, and then they were playing against who had it been, his manager there, but I think it was Clint Hill actually that was down there at the time, and with Joey Barton, and he was playing in the reserve team, and immediately like he stood out, just his like, ability to keep the ball under pressure, like the amount of times he gets it on the touchline, and you'd usually expect a fullback to hook it clear or to play backwards, whereas he backs himself to regulate out of these difficult positions. So immediately he was him, you know, as another boy, Kai Kennedy as well. Those two were the standouts. But if you speak to people in the academy, you know, it's not always been plain sailing for him. He's not always been an absolute stick-on to make the grade and go on to play in England. You know, as a young kid, I think he joined at age 8. He was one of the most talented players, you know, at that age where your natural ability shines. But then, as a sort of mid-teens, he wasn't growing at the same rate as his peers. But I put that in the piece that I wrote yesterday, is that like Rangers, when they were doing their data tracking, look at his height, his weight, his speed, his strength, all of those things that they monitor nowadays, like he was clearly falling behind. But, you know, I think that's one of the good things about youth development nowadays, is that there's no that, you know, cutthroat nature anymore, where if a player does go through a couple of years where they're still doing well, but they maybe look like they're a bit underdeveloped compared to other players, they will look to the bigger picture, and they will give them that time to grow into their body. And I think that's, there was always a belief that once they actually caught up physically, because obviously players develop and mature at different rates, that they believe when he did catch up, that again, he would go on to a bit, kick up a gear or two, and I think that's what happened. So even when I saw him in 2019, though, like he was a standout. Like even I remember one of the first games, the second game I seen him actually was away to Young Boys, and I mean, I swear every player in the Young Boys team was at least 6 foot. They're absolute athletes, and then you've seen a lot of these sort of scrawny Glaswegian kids, but like Nathan Patterson was just he didn't look like an athlete, but he had the frame, and you could just imagine that frame filling out. And I think that's what's happened the last couple of years since he started to play more and his body's matured. I think you've seen him become a man almost in that sense. And, you know, you look at the power he's got now and the speed he's got, either over 2 or 3 yards, as he's always had that ability to accelerate for a standing start. But now when you look at him at over 40, 50 yards, like against Lyon the other week, he was absolutely... It was terrific the way he was going 50, 60 yard runs past players and bouncing off players. You know, that wouldn't have happened a couple of years ago, but that's due to his work that he's put in the gym and the sports science at Rangers. So, no, it wasn't always a nailed on Billy Gilmore type at the academy, where you've known that this boy's just always going to make it. But yeah, I think the last couple of years, as soon as he caught up in the other players, and he was comfortable in his body, that then matched up to the ability he's got.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, simple enough, just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh yeah, this is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.